The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, Don Johnson and, what the hell
is this? Who played Tubbs? This is ridiculous. This is embarrassing because I adore Miami Vice. Phil Michael Thomas. My apologies to the Thomas family, the Michael family, and more importantly, Philip. I'm sure Miggy's hyphenated.
Sure.
It's almost like if you were to give a gift at a wedding. Here's your gift, even though she's a dumb bee.
Or, like, you hand the card over. Here you go. Here's your card. Do you have any idea how much this thing cost me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I also had to get my suit dry cleaned. That cost $49.
Like,
the cake better be real good.
And what's your newest market?
Wherever Johnny the Duck was on. Johnny the Duck and Lisa.
God, I wish those guys would just retire. You guys, not Johnny the Duck. Yeah, Johnny the Duck just trying to stay local.
Awfully rude.
Local, live, and awesome.
Long live Johnny the Duck.
It is the straight-laced, no-nonsense partner, Lisa.
I like how last week, it was before we started recording.
Of course it is.
And we were coming up
with our best stuff.
Yeah, we were coming up with the wacky names of the morning shows across the country.
Yeah.
Me being somebody who works for the free beer and hot wings show. Yes, I'm throwing stones.
Yeah, I know.
And then we realized after like the fifth name or so that all of our names were just a regular first name and an animal.
Yeah, with alliteration.
Yeah.
Well, no, not even necessarily. Obviously,
yeah,
Johnny the Duck.
Yeah.
But it's funny because, and this is a total deep cut, but I've talked about my love of Dan Le Batard and his show on this podcast, and he's been doing, during their podcast hours now of their radio show, he's been doing interviews in, you know, air quotes, with essentially fake sports radio, a person from Scottsdale, Arizona. It's his way, he's thumbing his nose at ESPN, who's now saying they're going back to the idea of, hey, I don't want to talk any politics, nothing,
right.
This is sports only. So he's interviewing this guy from Arizona who says that he doesn't, no news, no politics, just sports.
Mm-hmm.
And he last week he had another fake interview on of his producer, Harry the Horse.
Of course.
So,
I mean,
so you and I are actually on the right avenue with making fun of like radio names and how this could work.
Right.
Yeah, because if I remember, our idea was everybody was going to have an animal attached to their name, and it was going to be like, you know,
Steve the Snake, obviously.
Yeah, but like the Morning Zoo.
Okay.
Obviously, and then
who
followed
are you gonna be?
By
Now, can you do, since you're Kyle, that's a obviously a K, can you also do like a hard C?
No, it's Kyle the Koala.
Okay. I was going to say Kyle the Kangaroo.
Oh, Kyle the Kangaroo.
Always jumping around.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Topic to topic.
You can't tie him down.
Steve the Snake.
But
slithering in, getting the news, getting the scoop.
But I feel
going where other people won't to get the story.
Terrifying everybody. Grossing out half the population. Steve the Snake.
Biting people, causing them to die from my venom. What, too much?
But yet, in honor of, you know, our beloved Rocky franchise, if we ever do hire a Tommy at this radio station, he is automatically the machine gun.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Based on Rocky V, which is the one everybody wants to forget. Very quickly, I wanted to mention before we get to, again,
we're
going
to do it. We're
going to
do it.
Okay, Steve has told me we're getting
to
this.
I have laid down the gauntlet. We are going to get to everything
oh,
that
God,
we have
I just
on our list.
Again, no chance.
And I'm I'm so confident we're going to do it in less than an hour. We're going to do it in 58 minutes. So well, go. We're at four and a half right now.
Very quickly, in terms of the giveaway, we didn't receive any more applicants.
You mean we just received so many?
Yeah. I'm sorry. We didn't want to sift through them all.
In our listeners' defense, we did give them homework.
No, that's true. But that's just because I mean this with no, like, us trying to pawn off the work. That stuff really makes me laugh.
Yeah, me too. I love
seeing awkward interactions out in the public. And again, our many thanks to Trevor in Nashville, who went above and beyond. Steven, one half of the Brothers Humphrey, for being mildly aggressive to fast food people.
Did Steven go back and apologize?
We'd
ordered him to go back and apologize to that person.
The deadline's today, Steven. Okay? Get to it. Enough already. That person is probably still sobbing at night, wondering what she did to be yelled at about.
We need a recording of it, too. We need a recording to know that you were, like, heartfelt.
Yeah, and where are you at, Jeremy? All right, you're going to let your brother just outshine you?
Jeez.
Too late now. Well, for this one. So what we did is we chose a couple of random listeners. So those will be going out in the mail. You should be seeing your copies of The King of Staten Island sometime in the middle of this week. Should we say who won it? Generated?
No, right. Maybe we'll say it next week. So that way it's still a surprise if we haven't received it.
It'll be in your mailbox here soon. So I just wanted to mention that. We are going to have another one similar to that with another film coming up next week.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. Not going to need to be nearly as much listener involvement in going out in the world and doing things. It's going to be just a little social media thing starting
next
week.
Way. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, most likely you're already in the running for it.
Yep. You'll get an entry or whatever.
Keeping it super easy.
And so that'll be next week, and hopefully more of these to come. Just a heads up, they can't all be winners. Sometimes you got to bite the bullet to see what's on the other side, I guess, if you will. See if the grass is greener.
Mixing up a lot of metaphors there.
I don't want to be rude to the people doing these for us,
no,
Steve.
No, of course
but, you know, it's a, you
they know.
Grass
Look,
is,
they know. They know that not all the movies that they're promoting are...
Grass might be greener,
while you're biting bullets.
Biting pillows and bullets and, mowing and...
Yep.
So just stay tuned for that next week. And
grass on the field, play ball.
Thanks for participating, and our apologies in advance. Listen, like you said, Steve, we're on a tight deadline.
Yeah.
Let's jump right into it.
Boom, right there, 3 minutes.
That's
wasted.
It. That's it. And I already feel, I hate doing that. That feels too abrupt for what we do around here. There's like five other things I have questions about.
Like, we don't want to give the impression that we're following any kind of plan or schedule.
No, but listen.
We've done that like three times in 240 episodes.
Yeah. And I showed up here and I've got questions about your daughter's first birthday.
Yeah.
I've got all, but no, listen.
Go ahead. Ask them all right now.
No, I can't. I don't have them formulated.
Rapid fire.
Okay.
Rapid
did fire. Anybody give you a gift that you shook your head at?
No.
Come on.
Next.
It's just you and me. It's you and me.
No. Everything was great.
Was Evelyn overwhelmed yesterday?
A little bit, yeah.
That happens.
She was great, though. I mean, she didn't freak out, didn't have any meltdowns, but you could tell that she was just like, whoa.
There's a lot of people, right? Enough people.
And honestly, it was like one more person than normal. But she was great. She loved it.
Very nice.
My only disappointment from the whole day?
Yeah.
She didn't eat the cake.
What?
She wouldn't eat it.
She didn't even do the ended up all over her face type thing?
No.
Come on.
Freaked out. I think it was just because there were like five cameras in her face.
Okay.
And she was just like, what are we doing? We did the whole thing out back, like on the deck. So I don't know. It just seemed like everything kind of threw her off a bit.
Do you have the family on Zoom, like people who weren't here?
We didn't. No, we FaceTimed with a couple people throughout the day. But I mean, her actual birthday is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So,
Now, thank yous, one you send to your brother, is that going to be like an extra big thank you, or is that just going to be a pile of maybe Lola's feces for, what he did to you is he cleaned out the attic.
What did he do?
I'm assuming he gave that to you, the sawhorse, the rocking horse?
No, that was from my mom.
Oh, so your mom's cleaning out her attic.
My mom's cleaning out, she's cleaning out the attic. My mom is here in town for the week or so, and so she drove out, didn't want to fly out, which I totally get. So she brought out a bunch of stuff, a carload of stuff. Actually, technically, yes, my brother did clean out the garage because Evelyn received.
Oh boy,
Evelyn received the little mini Power Wheels that I got for my nephew Daniel on his first birthday.
Wow,
10 years ago.
You're welcome, huh?
In addition to
sure.
the gift that
sure.
yeah,
get,
they but... had, they had Carla had texted me a couple weeks ago saying, hey, we're obviously the boys have outgrown this by now. We're just going to donate it or something, but do you want it? And I was like, hell yeah. So they sent out the little mini Power Wheels that, and it was really nice. It was very sweet. She went online and found a Michigan license plate with Evelyn on it and attached
cool.
it to the front of it. So obviously she's not going to be riding that quite yet.
Right.
But yeah, she received that. And then our niece, my sister's daughter, she is now big enough to have a big girl bike. So she gave Evelyn her old balance bike.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Which
Very
she,
nice.
Again, she won't be using for at least like
right.
6 months or so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have, we got Reed, one of those bikes with no pedals.
Yep. Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's
bike.
The balance
yeah.
bike.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Really?
Yeah. Could have given you his.
You know,
granted, he's not two yet, so I'll give him a little bit to get adjusted. But that's a weird transition.
It is pretty nice, though, being the last one in the family to have kids, because we've gotten so much stuff as hand-me-downs.
Oh, yeah.
Like the baby swings
sure.
and the little bouncer chairs. And we haven't had to buy any of that stuff.
I
put it on Marketplace, and I hike the cost up. So we actually profit off of them.
Hey.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Pretty nice, right?
You could be like, my brother-in-law had two children. My brother had two children. And they just sold all their stuff before it got to us.
That does not surprise me about Robert. Not at all. Not at all. America's worst brother.
I was trying to explain, and see, this is how it happens. I was trying to explain to my coworkers.
That's right. We still have 47 minutes to wrap this all up.
Yeah, we just got 8 topics that we wanted to get to today.
We haven't gotten to one of them.
I was trying to explain to some coworkers, because I love my brother, but it's hard to like understand when I tell people he broke my foot when I was 4. He knocked out my teeth when I was like 8 or 9.
Okay. Eight or nine, is that... You don't have adult teeth by then yet, do you?
It was probably older than that anyway, because what we were doing is we were boxing with winter gloves and mittens on. So we each put on like 2 or 3 pairs of winter gloves and mittens.
Right.
And kind of the unwritten rule is no headshots. And I don't know, he just didn't follow the unwritten or written rule.
Now, back
next
then,
thing I know, I was chewing on about 60% of my front teeth. Going, oh, this is weird.
So how old would Robert have been then?
3 years older than me.
So he would have been like 12.
It's older than 8 or 9. I must have been
right,
in double
digits. So
maybe
13, 14, somewhere in there.
Yeah, listen,
so
8-year-old Kyle wasn't boxing, I don't think.
Was he already 11 feet tall?
He was already very tall.
Already very slow.
Yeah, he was already tall.
He had already transitioned to being very slow.
Just said tall. Hey. I said tall.
I'm going to get another stern interaction from Robert next time I see him, aren't
Listen,
I?
Listen, the man doesn't forget.
I don't think I've seen him since that 4th of July party.
Yeah, and the man doesn't forget.
And boy, was he angry with me. We were at his house, and I hadn't seen him in a while. I said, hey, man, how are you? Fine. Hey, man, your grass looks beautiful. I mean, he had the nicest grass, the nicest front lawn I had ever seen. Every piece of grass, bright green, exact identical height.
Yeah.
Like, perfect. It's that grass that you walk on and you're just like, wow, this is like a carpet.
Feels
this
like
is,
a bed.
This is incredible. Hey, man, your grass looks incredible. Yeah, what do you know about that? Okay.
Some history.
I can leave if you want.
One, with your lawn.
Yeah.
And two, with just the overt rude
look
nature.
I only repeat what you say before we start recording.
That's a pretty good policy. That's a pretty good policy. I like how it's worked, though, how apparently my brother can't stand you because you're rude. And, I'd call myself closer to Brother Mike than you at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, him and I talk usually
I'm gonna
every
have
week.
To. Oh, man. I'm going to have to fix things with...
with Ray?
What the hell's his name?
Your brother? My brother, Robert.
Yeah, Robert. Yeah. Fix things with him. Not with
well,
Ray,
you know
though.
What?
Not with Ray. That'll never happen.
A name is.
You know, I did have a. We did a couple of friends of mine and I did a Zoom, like last week, and that would have been the group that Ray would have been involved. Okay. Ray would have been in.
I know we've asked Frank this. Mm-hmm. We haven't. Obviously, I haven't talked extensively with the other friends from that group. I don't even know. Would I know anybody else from that group?
No,
okay,
you
would
not.
Just Frank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just Frank.
Would any of them have been in touch or still in touch with Ray?
I know that one of them kept in touch with him for a little while, but even that is probably 10 years ago at this point.
So whatever Ray did didn't just fracture you and Ray, fractured the group and Ray.
Ray kind of...
I never want to know what happened. It's the mystery must
right.
build until the epic... finale of this program where at the end you just say, hey, Ray did yada 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 yada, and I say, you know what, it's been a good run. We click stop and we all leave.
Well, after a lot of weirdness with Ray, he was a teacher, and he was teaching. We were right out of college, so we're probably 23 or so.
Okay.
Ray got a teaching job. He, after 1 year, mysteriously left that teaching job.
Oh.
It was very odd.
That's not how most of them work.
Then he got another teaching job, and he taught there for about a year. And then it was, hey, surprise, I'm moving to Budapest.
Hang on. So not just a few towns away.
No. Ray moved to Budapest.
Hang on. Just do Budapest non-extradition.
Oh, he's back. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, there is an extradition treaty, so that wasn't going to work for him.
So he moved to Budapest. He was teaching there, taught there for a couple of years. That's when I completely lost touch with him.
Hmm.
I know that he moved back to the States. I think he moved to Texas. He was living with a woman that he met while he was in Budapest, who was from Texas. I believe that they were going to get married, or they got married, or maybe they broke up. So literally any relationship status it could have been.
Wow.
He got in a bad car accident. I reached out to him then. This is after having not talked to him for years. Sent him an email and just said, like, because I think Frank had told me, like, hey, just so you know,
Ray got in a bad car accident. Okay.
So I sent him a message and I was like, hey, man, you know, everything, like, hope everything's all right despite all that other crap. Mm-hmm. Hope you're good. And we had like one or two emails back and forth, and that was it. I mean, I still know his email address. I still remember his cell phone number.
Yeah.
We could call him, but I know for a fact that when he went to Budapest, he gave his phone and his phone number to his brother, Sex Ed.
But we could get the info from Sex Ed if we needed to, and that might be less uncomfortable for you than talking to Ray, right?
Boy, I don't know.
Because
I don't know.
What if I were to just email Ray and just say, Ray, I don't want any conjecture. I don't want any BS. All I want is from your side, lay out what happened and why you guys had a falling out A to Z.
And then
you
can present it to me and I can say yes, no, yes, no.
Yep.
Or do you want my written statement too?
I would like to compare first before I bring both of your lies to the forefront. Because with something like this, inevitably, over the years, both sides, even slightly, have been altered.
Oh, sure.
Whether it's...
I would present things to you as I remember them, as I honestly remember them. But at this point, again, it's been almost 15 years.
Yeah, a lot of details missing.
Oh, plenty of details. There are plenty of times where I hear stories or I talk to friends and they're like, hey, remember when we did this? And I'm like, I have no recollection of that whatsoever.
Yeah.
So,
I would
at the time, I know I was right. And I'd like to think that I...
Still am. Yeah.
But it would involve bringing in witnesses that I do not want to bring in.
Okay. See, so this is why it dives deep. This needs to be.
The plot thickens.
This could be, because I have a lot of time listening at work now to music, whatever.
Yeah.
I pretty much listen to every podcast. I just consume them. I'm, you know. this would make a really good little miniseries.
A serial type thing.
So you detail, you know, the first six episodes are detailing what had happened with each of your stories kind of alternating timelines. Each of your stories, you know, leading up to that point, detailing the friendship, detailing the group, detailing whatever. And then you reach that.
Oh, man. Where
the,
I know,
where
I know
the two
exactly,
paths cross.
I know exactly how my story would start, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was born in a little town.
It would be just like a Springsteen song.
Yep.
Daddy, and the factory shut down.
Daddy worked in the factory. Mom worked at the diner. I just wanted to get out of town.
All I wanted to do was strum my guitar and play songs that people would like. I got to Monmouth University in the fall of 99.
That's a pretty good Bruce. That's a pretty damn good Bruce.
Well, you got to do it with like an underbite.
Yeah, obviously.
Walking up the steps of Pinewood Hall, freshman year. This guy sitting on the stairs.
For some reason in my mind, he had one of those like little ping pong paddles with the rubber ball.
Yeah. This is high school? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's hitting one of those toys that you'd get at the dentist when you're six. After getting your teeth cleaned without crying.
Yep.
And that's what this high school kid's doing. Obviously.
No, this is college.
Obviously with a leather jacket, but he's like pulled it up. So it's like above his forearm.
Yeah.
And he's just
ding, 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 ding,
looks up. Hey.
Kindred spirits.
But then,
and then that's when it would cut, and then it would cut to Ray telling that part of the story.
And then you do, so it's, you do your ad break where you cash the check, and then, can I do this? And I'll do it totally separately. I'll say this.
So you're volunteering to direct, produce, and edit.
Well, producing's not hard. It's just like this, right?
A documentary about the trials and tribulations of my friendship with a guy named Ray.
I heard he got it. Stephen Ray. Disconnected. Okay, and I'm thinking like 6-7 episodes. And then I wait, like,
it's not that interesting.
No, because you need the backstory of you before you met Frank.
Right.
Before you met Ray.
We need to engage the listeners.
Yeah,
like, get them.
And it's not just you and Ray.
Are there going to be recreations, like reenactments?
No, I hate that. That's the worst part of any like show you watch on TV, A&E or whatever. And they show this I don't need that. I don't need a dramatic recreation. Yeah. I can imagine what she's describing.
Would it be a Ray creation?
Yeah, dramatic Ray creation. And then we're going to have audio from the first time we talked about Ray on here.
We can go back. We can shoot some audio and video at the boathouse in Belmar, which is where we used to go all the time.
We have to have the ambient audio because every crime podcast or every murder, whatever, always has where for whatever reason, these podcast hosts feel the need to go to the scene where the body was found. Mm-hmm. And it's always in a wooded area.
Or like on the side of a road. So you hear like,
yeah. So then you need, we'll need like a couple minutes of B-roll of us walking through leaves and like breathing in the cold air.
There's got to be an old man's testimony of like, well, this is where it happened as far as I could remember.
Yeah, we're going to talk to the local townsfolk. I'm talking to your mom. I'm going to say, hey, what do you know about Steve's disconnection with Ray? I'm getting Frank. I'm saying, hey, what do you know? And
Frank,
where do you lie?
Frank would know the most.
I'm going to have to get the sensors ready. I know Frank's got a potty mouth. And then for the big, so we wrap up the series, but then fans are just insatiable. So I come back a few months later. And what do I have in my back pocket, Steve? For the very first time. Talking between Steve and Ray. Their voices
just sent you a message, by the way.
Their voices mingled together for the very first time in how many years? 10 years?
13.
I love this idea, man. Oh, hey, listen, there's so many options over there too, because I could find out other connections. Because listen, we weren't close for a while. You had a relationship from here to the hometown. Mm-hmm. Could pull up the ex-girlfriend.
Mm, yeah.
She'd love to know what's going on. Well, she probably knows.
How? How would she possibly know?
What's going on in your life?
Yeah.
I thought you guys were still friends on social media and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we are both still friends with each other.
Right,
but
so what I mean is she granted, has at
I
least
haven't,
seen...
I haven't been on Facebook in like 3 months, 3.5 months. Right.
But she has
point.
At least seen that you're married, child, et cetera, you know, in love with Jeeps.
I thought you meant what was going on with the Ray connection. So.
Oh, God, no. And I'm not bringing her any intel on that either. I'm going straight to her for nothing but her
side
of the
story.
So
you're going ambush interview style? You're going to show up?
Well, a lot of people, I'll schedule one. Okay. You know, but like Frank's familiar with the podcast. And, but everybody else, probably not. Like, going to be overly familiar.
So then the teaser for the final episode. By the way, is this audio or video?
Audio,
I'm seeing it in my... Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
You can just extract the audio from it. So basically, it's going to be you're going to be finishing up your questions with me.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say, well, Ray's here. And then you hear.
Yeah, a door open. Yeah.
Door open. He walks in. And, hey, man. Hey, what's up? And then you hear people like microphones rustling a bit as I stand up, walk over. Big hug.
Yep.
Big embrace.
And then, hang on. That's next week. On Stephen Ray, Disconnected.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you can't see it. Hair standing up. Oh, my God. Is that a finale? And then it just turns out that
I'm
like,
in. As long as I get a producer credit on it.
And then it just turns out at the end that, like, Ray slapped you in the balls when you were 15.
Yeah, right.
And it's just been this lifelong thing that you can't get through. I had to scrap the whole project at the end.
It's like 8 1-hour episodes that build up to that.
Yeah, because the whole time everybody who knows is just going, well, it was good until the incident. Nobody will tell me what the incident is.
Tell me.
I need to know. That's why I'm doing this. I will not get into those sordid details. I gotta tell you, that might be my calling card.
I think that Zach, our friend Zach Ruddock, needs to come up with an introduction. Up with an intro for this. He has one that he put together that we're gonna hopefully get to later on this episode.
Oh, very nice.
Absolutely not a chance because we just went on a 20-minute tangent.
Well, but listen, that's another good. That's a verbal trademark. That's another Steve and Kyle podcast. Great idea to put in the bank.
Zach, we gave you all the ingredients there. Man, old man saying, this is where it happened. Sound of cars going by and
and again, I rustling. I want the entire thing to feel super important. And then at the end, again, it's going to come down to like Ray tickled Steve.
Like it was his turn to buy a round and he skipped out of the bar.
And for whatever reason, Steve at that age refused to move on. And here we are today.
Yeah, 22-year-old Steve. He was a stubborn, stubborn man. Oh, stubborn God. Boy.
That is a fantastic idea. Steve, we left last week.
Yeah.
Weeks follow, just a couple of weeks following you having to do a sleep test.
Yeah.
Now, you said this was because you were snoring quite a bit, right?
Yes. According to my wife, I'm snoring like a freaking freight train.
Yep.
There have been a couple of times where I've woken up. Like, I always remember, I most of the time remember her, like, shaking me awake and saying, like, hey, you're snoring, roll over. But there have been a few times where I've woken myself up, like, gasping for air.
Oh,
like,
man. Okay.
And so I told my doctor about it when I was at my physical a few weeks ago, and he got me in touch with this company. Mm-hmm. They dropped off the little machine. It's got a couple of sensors that I wear when I sleep, and I had to do this for 3 nights. So, did the test, put the sent the thing back to them, and then like a week ago, I got a phone call. It was weird. I got a phone call from my doctor's office at 5:45 on a Friday.
So this all from start to finish was what, a week and a half?
Yeah, I think I had sent the thing back to them, or they picked it up at my house that Monday. So my doctor's office called me 4 days later on Friday.
Mm.
But again, 5:45 on a Friday, they called and left a message. I didn't have my phone on me. And it was just, hey, it's the doctor's office. We just have some results to go over with you. Now, I'm assuming it's my sleep test results at that time, because I had also gotten like routine blood work done and everything. I said, okay, I got to remember. So they said, call us Monday. So Monday came, forgot to call.
Which, by the way, I hate that. Just don't call when there's no option, really, for me to be able to call you back that late on a Friday.
Right, yeah. Just wait till Monday.
I mean, now, granted, this isn't deadly serious, but in my nightmare, that's like, hey, yeah, we get the results from your biopsy.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give us a call back if you can call back in the next 90 seconds.
Call us Monday. I die Saturday.
Yeah, or Monday. I'm like, oh, cool. So now they know if I have cancer for three yeah. days.
Yeah. So Monday came and went. I forgot to call. Tuesday came and went. I forgot to call. Wednesday came and went. I forgot to call. Thursday came and went. I forgot to call. Friday came and went, and I forgot to call.
So you don't really care.
I have no idea.
But at any point during that week, was there any incident of you being woken up by Annette or yourself? Okay.
No.
Because that at that point, I think like if it's Tuesday night and you like wake up gasping for air, like, oh, yeah, I got to call the doctor tomorrow. Like,
it's not that I didn't remember at various points throughout the day, but like I remembered when it was early in the week. I think it was Tuesday. I had gotten home from work. We were sitting there eating lunch, and I'm like, oh, I got to remember when we're done lunch, I got to call the doctor. I just forgot to do it. So at this point, I have no update for you. None whatsoever.
Hmm. It's the proverbial, you know, blue balling there.
Yeah, I know. It would have been a real interesting tale. Like, wow, he said,
well, because I'm curious.
He said my lipids were low.
Well, because I'm curious. You're in your 30s, and, yeah. You know, that's not the target age range for somebody seeing what we would anticipate and what we joked about a few weeks ago, needing a CPAP.
Right.
So I'm curious.
Honestly, I think it's more normal than you
is
would
it?
Think. Yeah.
Because in my mind, and I don't know why, because you don't have a weight issue, you don't have anything like that, I would be curious if there's alternative methods other than you, again, really lighten up the romance by hooking up your oxygen mask machine every night before you go to bed with your wife who you've been married to for less than 3 years.
Right, yeah. We've already transitioned into really, really old couple.
Yeah, old couple who is just says they're in love, but there's no show of it. Like, it's just non-existent externally. Yeah, it's my wife. I love her.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's Steve. That's what she says. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's Steve. Yeah, I know. Do you love him?
He's the guy that lives here.
Yeah. Do you love him? That's Steve. Oh.
He pays half the mortgage.
And that's how you know you're on your way out the door. Yeah, he's my tenant again.
Oh, man. I put some quality work into this house. I want some ownership in it.
Another thing I wanted to mention, and again, don't think we forgot, we are getting to today the very worst transaction that has ever taken place between either of these podcast members in relation to the podcast.
And again, this was a $5 transaction.
$5.
And I still feel as though you are owed at least 10 times that, because what you received in exchange was so awful.
Yeah, and... oh, man. And it'll be all over our social media
for
you to consume by the time this episode. Actually, we'll release it. It'll be released today. So there won't be the out of context thing where you saw this a few days ago and you're hearing it now.
Yeah.
This will be posted right now. If you're listening to this, obviously it's up on our social media at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Important to get that. Hey, what's it going to take, by the way, just a quick interjection, to get the Second Chance Jeeps rub for our Instagram?
Huh. So you want... wait, do you want Second Chance Jeeps to promote?
Apparently people care about this garbage in your garage. Okay, no offense.
No. None whatsoever. Again, can't just say no offense and then say something offensive.
Feels like it's a... well, no, that's fair, because I did it the other way.
Like,
I said something offensive and then said no offense.
It's like, you're fat. No offense.
Yeah, no offense. But anyway, apparently people really care about the vroom vrooms and the sand
they
hills
sure do.
And the doors and the panels and
they sure do.
Tires in the axles
see,
and all this
garbage.
You see
garbage. what my followers are up to?
Now I'm looking right now. 543.
Whew.
So that means you are let me try to check quickly how much.
I think we were at like 130.
Oh God. Yeah, and again,
We don't utilize it often.
No.
At all. That's that's partly on 198.
Hey.
So what's it going to take?
That's a big march to 200.
What's it going to take to get that rub?
Refresh. It's down to 196.
We actually, every time we post, it goes down one or two.
It's simply a reminder for people. Like, oh, that's why I don't want to follow them anymore.
But again, you can find all that nonsense.
Well, look, if you want to
Second Chance Jeeps on Instagram, Twitter. No, not Twitter. You can do Twitter.
Just Instagram.
Just Instagram and YouTube, right?
YouTube, yeah. Yeah.
You can find all that stuff there.
Look, if you want to learn to be a social media icon like this guy.
Yeah. I did see.
That's going to cost you.
I don't know why I thought I would even remotely be intrigued by this. I clicked play on your second video yesterday.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, I just found myself skipping like a minute or two ahead every time.
Boy, thank you.
Not due to the production. I noticed the Chris Collinsworth slide at start of the video.
Yeah, and,
for anybody who's not familiar, during Sunday Night Football, over the years, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth has perfected
the slide in.
A slide in his chair.
Yep.
To land right next to Al Michaels to fit in one frame the camera pans out. So the opening of this second video for Second Chance Jeeps, again on Instagram and YouTube, was you doing a slide into the middle of the camera angle on like your workshop stool.
Yes. Did you see?
I promise you I didn't. Skipped around pretty heavily.
If you look at the Second Chance Jeeps Instagram from, let's see, I can pull up a post here.
Just close it. I'm sorry.
Here we go. It would be the, here, watch this one. This was a failed attempt at the Collinsworth slide in.
Oh, good. So you posted your first effort, right?
I did. Oh, come on. What the hell? Why is this not working?
And again, so you can find all this, and this is your step-by-step,
Tear down
and rebuild what you need to rebuild of this Jeep Comanche that you had bought a couple of weeks ago.
Yep. So here it is.
Your dream car in a weird
Here's
world.
Here was my first attempt. I don't think there's any audio to this one.
No!
Slide in. As somebody pointed out, the Jim Halpert look to camera.
Yeah, that is, yeah. Boy, oh boy, that is indicative of what we do on this very podcast every week. Try something, camera tips. Oh, just beautiful. Just a beautiful effort.
Yeah, I went all out, man. I spent like $8 on a lavalier microphone.
What, you did?
Yeah.
We could have used that. We've had plans for lavalier mics for this podcast for how long?
I've had it for 6 months easily.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's been sitting in that little bucket of other miscellaneous adapters and crap.
But again, you can find that there at Second Chance Jeeps.
Hey, appreciate Instagram, that Twitter. That big plug there. No, sure. No Twitter. Twitter's a cesspool of racism and
it's not great. No. And speaking of Twitter, I'm actually glad you mentioned that, Steve, because I have had trouble now with a couple of things in terms of giving them up. One of them is Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I turned it off around March, came back around right after May for a little bit.
Did that? Now, that kind of coincides with COVID?
A little bit of COVID, but also me just being angrier by the minute at things happening on that hellhole.
Okay.
So I tried to pull myself away. I couldn't end up doing it. I ended up back on it, but telling myself you're not going to be on it, and you're also not going to be interacting with in a negative nature with people you disagree with. Obviously, that's hard for me to do, mm-hmm. So that falls by the wayside until last week when I ripped the Band-Aid off. Because what I had done in the past is I don't have the app on my phone anyway, okay? So I would use the browser site, but when I quit back in March, I never, logged out.
Mm-hmm.
This time I logged out, so now even if I, because it's second nature, so I'll type in Twitter and it pops up in the autofill, twitter.com. And now it goes, do you want to log in? I'm like, you know what? No, I need to not do that. I don't need that in my life. So now I have it on my laptop, which I open approximately twice per week. Mm-hmm. Once when I'm putting the introduction together for this podcast and once when I'm at the podcast and I leave our Twitter, Steve and Kyle, open to do poll results here when we have time for that. And I am officially off there right now. I have no plans of coming back until next Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Hot take summer.
Of course. So if everything goes according to plan.
Yeah.
Now being, by the way, it is Sunday, September 20th, 2020, yeah. The year of our Lord. Stephen Kyle podcast. So are you saying that you will be off of Twitter for the next roughly 8 months?
I'm saying that's my plan.
No likes. No.
Yeah. And hold me accountable.
No because, retweets.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my entire intention. And especially during the election, I don't want to be on there election night and the day after while everything's
Are we doing election coverage this year again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How's that shape out that week? Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, election's on a Tuesday. Our episodes are broadcast live every Tuesday.
Right.
So, yeah, of course. On Tuesday, November 3, Steve and Kyle from the Steve and Kyle podcast will be your home for election night coverage.
We did it last year. Yeah. Or last election four years ago.
What I would recommend doing is we'll give you an exact timestamp of when polls close 7 p.m., you click play on our podcast and we'll be synced up perfectly. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Tuesday, November 3rd, obviously, election headquarters will be live here at the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Decision 2020.
But anyway, I want to be off of there for that. I'll follow it on television and deal with it like the majority of America and not, again, on that hellscape of a website that provides nothing to society that is... but I'm telling you right now, that is more addicting for me and hard to kick than anything I've encountered.
Yeah, it's I'm surprised that that's the one that keeps you. For me, it's always been, it's much more so Facebook and Instagram than Twitter. Twitter, honestly, I've never enjoyed it. I never...
Really?
Yeah, I do it just because it's like, I don't know, I retweet the podcast every week, but if you were to go back through my actual Twitter activity,
yeah,
there's a point, I bet, for 6 months in a row, all I did was retweet our podcast.
Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing else. Like, I get aggravated looking at it. And I'm like, why? This is like a voluntary thing. This is not something I have to do.
I love that. I always feel like between sports and news, I like getting that faster. You know what I mean? I like knowing it quicker and... being able to consume it all, and it's impossible to do that. And again, it's filled with way too much negativity alongside it and stuff that I don't need more of in my life. But that's, you know, that's a issue a lot of people have when it comes to that app.
So is that because there's something I want to ask you. So how much time do you think Twitter would consume on a regular basis?
Like
when you were in your heyday, a couple hours.
Yeah,
just
because I
was thumbing through spare time,
refreshing,
like,
and see what's trending. So see if there's anything on the news topics to see. Like, hey, I'm interested in that. Now, I'm sure the other night it would have been Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah,
and if I had not read, you know, a tweet already saying that she had passed away, I would have seen her name trending and clicked on it and be like, oh, okay, she's either back in the hospital or has passed away. Yeah. And that's obviously what we would have found out, but.
So
but it's this constant, not constant refresh, but constant, like, you know, half hour later, oh, I wonder what happened.
Is that why then, so you obviously have a little bit more free time on your hands now, is that why you have decided to jump back into another arena that you have sworn off many times?
So this is the problem.
Being fantasy football.
That's the problem, Steve, is that 3 years ago, and it happened years before, I hate fantasy football. I hate it. I've been playing since 2001. I was 14.
Just shy of 20 years.
Yep. And I still, I mean, I have the stupid Yahoo receipts to prove it because people are like, oh, no, you haven't. But like your profile's there and it has literally your entire history of your fantasy sports, like where you finished, what you played in that year, whatever.
What's your best finish?
I've won. I mean, yeah, it's 20 years. You better win at least one. Otherwise, you would have quit 15 years ago.
Big guy. Oh, yeah, I won the league.
And won a couple wins in 20 years. That sure is a dynasty.
Call you Tommy Touchdown.
But years ago, I realized that it made me hate football. So it was a double-edged sword because I enjoy watching football. But what I didn't enjoy was getting mad at stuff that should not matter. Mm. I should not care who's getting the third down carries for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
I should not care about why the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks pulled their tight end from the goal line package when they're at near the end zone.
Right.
And there I am getting mad at stupid, inane stuff that doesn't bother me. So that's the negative side of that sword. But on the positive, and this is why for me for years it was hard to kind of kick the habit, it made me know about more football than what I'm used to watching the Detroit Lions. And, you know, I, as a football fan, I appreciated being able, hey, I know that guy or I know how they, whatever. I know a little bit more about each team than I did. But eventually, I was just spite following. Like, oh, yeah, great, Mark Ingram, 9 carries, so they gave the backup 12 this week. Like, that's cool, thanks. I spent a third-round draft pick, and I'm like, you guys are making millions of dollars. I'm in a $25 fantasy football league.
Right. So what's the in a $25 league, what's the max that you could win?
Well, if you did winner take all in a 12-team league, the winner would take $250. Right?
Yeah.
But typically most leagues will pay out 2 to 4 spots. So you get like 150 would go to the winner, 75 to second place,
and
whatever.
This is over a 17 week season.
17 weeks. So I was watching it out of spite. I wasn't the only thing I was enjoying, and this is why I kept coming back. I loved drafting. Loved it.
You should just be a professional drafter then.
And then just leave the teams forever.
Well, no, people hire you to draft their teams.
Yeah, maybe.
But I bet somebody would pay you $20 to do that.
I say this, and I'm not joking. I have a cheat sheet of the exact order I like to draft positions in every year in my fantasy draft. Oh, I can't give away my secrets. Are you crazy?
I'm sure. Look, people are on the edge of their seat.
Steve, I go the tried and true back-to-back running backs.
That's tried and true, so it's not your original thing.
The
it's
first
whatever
two
else
picks.
Does.
But for me, it's the order of how I do those following 8 picks, which are really the most important.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't give away the secrets.
That's good, because I don't want them.
It moved away years ago, now that you asked, from running back, back to back. A lot of wide receivers started going a little higher than I liked. Their value became a little more inflated. There was a few years there where quarterbacks started to really pick up their draft position as well. And their average draft position for quarterbacks for a few years there were going in the top 5 or 8. And for my money, the interchangeability of the quarterback, unless you're getting a top-tier quarterback, is not worth that high of a draft pick. So I would sit there and still encourage people to avoid that. Take a top-tier wide receiver if you're in that mid-level of round one, whether it be pick 6, 8, or 10.
I'm sorry, what?
So anyway, so 3 years ago, I said, and again, this is kind of what happened with softball as well, so it is kind of peas in a pod there. I hated organizing it. Hated it. Badgering people for $20 and they wouldn't pay you in time. You're sitting there week 10 trying to figure out who hasn't paid me. Again, it's $25. Come on, enough.
Yeah, if you're not able to get $20 to someone or $25 to
you shouldn't be playing.
You shouldn't be playing because it obviously means you're bad with your money and you spend it all on something stupid.
So I hated that part of it. So it's this nonstop, not stress, but you're sitting there hoping everybody has paid you because what if they don't like their draft and they're just like, yeah, I don't care, I'm not going to play. And then you don't pay. All these possibilities that it's unpleasant on the back end. But I loved drafting so much that I kept coming back and doing, you know, 1 to 3 leagues a year until finally I said, I'm done. I will play if somebody
runs it. A couple
years
ago, right?
Yeah. And so I quit. And I quit for 1 year or 2 years?
I thought it was 2.
And there I was just a few weeks ago thinking, you know what would be nice? Fantasy football. But part of me was thinking, and I did this a certain way. Well, not a certain way. I ended up joining one of our listeners, Mike Mokris, friend of the show.
Yeah.
His league. And it was a league with details I'd never played with in my life. I was unprepared for it a million times over in terms of the roster, how many teams were in the league. Totally overwhelmed. And I had what I am safe calling one of the worst fantasy football drafts of my life.
Oh, so you didn't go with the tried and true two running backs?
I did. Didn't matter for this league. Different type of setup, everything. I hated it so much that I'm not kidding you, Steve. Wednesday night before the NFL season, I was scrolling through the Yahoo Cash Leagues on my phone to find a draft for Wednesday night so I could cleanse my palate of the nightmare that had happened a couple of days ago. Okay. So I went from hating this to now being a part of two of these disasters on a weekly basis.
That's an interesting approach.
Oh, I hate it.
It's like, I want to give up heroin, so I'm going to do more of it.
No, I hate heroin, so let me do two times as much cocaine. Because, again, I wouldn't do one if I had to run it. I hate that part of it. Right. I hate having to round people up and try to figure out when everybody... But it was so fun doing it with people you know until, you know, people stopped paying attention. It wasn't worth it. So, yeah, here my idiot self is every week talking to brother Mike about fantasy football, texting my lineup questions to different people. Jeez. So there you have it, folks. Fantasy football Kyle is back at the ready. If you have your questions, send them to at Steve and Kyle, and I'll check them.
Hold on. Does this mean that there's a chance to revive Sports Tate?
I've wanted to revive that thing for weeks.
Why haven't you?
I don't have time. I don't get
Come
home
on,
until...
Man. You know what you need to do?
I don't get home until too late, and it's
you know what
real,
you need to do? Here's exactly what you need to do. How long's your ride into work?
Oh, you want me to record it while I'm driving?
I think we attach your microphone arm to the cup holder.
Boy, actually, Steve.
Imagine that, just driving down the road. Steve. You got your microphone in front of you. You want the lav?
Steve, this might work.
I'll give you the lav.
I honestly have been itching. The last 2 weeks, I've jotted down some ideas. I really want to talk about the NBA. And again, it's a bit outdated.
I got a name for it.
Oh, my God. Still Sports Tate, right?
Well, Sports Tate, but you know how, like, you could call it Sports Tate, driving and jiving with Kyle.
I can promise you it's not going to be called that.
You said that you'd never use the term Sports Tate, but look at you now.
Yeah, I feel like I was really forced into that, like against my will and better judgment.
Look, I've already agreed. I've agreed to do Jeep Tate.
Okay, where is it?
Well, I mean, I said I would, but I'm not going to.
I was promised a Jeep Chat podcast, and instead I got some crappy Instagram and YouTube channel that's siphoning people who follow this.
I'd argue that that's a lot more than what I promised. I'd argue that I over-delivered.
Yeah, you over-delivered on the side. You don't have a side to the side podcast that's not associated with the first side.
It's not really a side podcast.
That's a side venture, right?
Well, does that mean everything I do that's not this podcast is a side venture
of this
podcast?
Anything gets more listeners and followers, absolutely.
I wonder how many listeners Jeep Tate would get.
I think you're a turncoat. That's what I'm calling you right now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Genuine traitor, you know?
But there's something I want to get to. I did a little... social experiment, I guess you could say.
Okay, hang on. Now, is this what you were mentioning earlier? Because you said that Zach has a new intro.
Zach produced a new intro for us.
You know I'm here for that, Steve.
And it's all somewhat related, so I guess I'll just get into it by playing the intro.
I'm gonna ditch some crack. On the Facebook market. I'm pushing, looking for a scumbag on the Facebook marketplace.
I'm posting, looking for a scumbag. Need to hear it again.
He's only using terminology we use.
I'm gonna ditch some crack, do some
losers on the Facebook market. I'm poaching, looking for a scumbag on the Facebook marketplace.
All right, that's, I'm going to ditch some crap
to some losers on the Facebook market. Oh, my God. And again, that is our friend, dear friend of the show, Zach Ruddock, at ZACKRUDDOCK at Zach Ruddock on Twitter. God, follow him
that.
There.
I
that
love
is
that.
Tremendous. Speaking of Twitter, very quickly, I wanted to mention, he's more my friend than yours because he agrees with me on everything. My new best friend, Travis Branch.
Oh, yeah? What did that loser say? So mean. Travis has never been anything but wonderful to us. I just got amped up.
Oh, God. He sent us.
I blame Zach's intro just throwing out insults.
I'm going to ditch some crap to some losers on the Facebook market. I'm posting, looking for a scumbag on the Facebook marketplace.
Looking for a scumbag.
I'm posting, looking for a scumbag.
That's so good. My friend Travis Branch, who again, we're a couple peas in a pod, him and I separated at birth, it looks like. Sent out a told us that him and his significant other are having a baby. Steve.
Hey, congratulations!
Say congratulations! He sent us. I don't know. Do you have our Twitter
Hold
open?
Hold on, I'm opening it right now. And Travis, as you know, when somebody says congratulations, your follow up response to us better be thank you, thank you. Can't be said enough.
That's what you need to tell everybody who says congratulations. By the way, but he said just wanted to let you know there will be a new
look at that picture. Yeah,
suspension bridge fan entering the world come March.
Oh boy, am I torn on this.
I hear Kyle is a cool name, right? And I would say that's the only name that you could possibly use against your wife's probably preferred judgment. But yeah, neat little announcement there on our Twitter. Maybe we'll retweet that so everybody can see that. That's pretty neat. Wait. I didn't know what to expect when I saw Travis.
Yeah,
I haven't looked at a picture of him. No, not trying to be rude, but we have communications with people that we definitely remember from the podcast. I see Travis' name pop up a lot.
Sure.
And I don't think I've ever gone through and like clicked on his profile and looked through his pictures, you know?
Mm. It's not what I expected.
No, not what I expected. No. Not what I expected.
No.
Safe to say, though, you know, well, kicked your coverage there, Travis.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No. Your wife is way more attractive than you, Travis.
Quite a little bit of an uggo. You are.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Because it's smart that, you know, she's having your kid.
Yeah. Way to wrap that one up.
Mm-hmm. Can't, you know, at least got 18 years where she
where she needs to talk to you.
Has to legally, like, have your phone number. Right. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you did it, buddy.
Yeah.
You did good.
Smart. That's a smart business move.
That is a pro move right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, impregnating her. Sounds aggressive, but it's not. It should.
Well, anyway, I hope your wife's a listener. Big fan. I would love to know. Travis, I want to know, like, does your wife listen to this podcast? And if so, have you...
Did she listen?
until about 30 seconds ago when her husband was told, good job impregnating that.
I didn't say that.
You probably said her, but...
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I think that to make it a little more offensive.
That would have been offensive.
But anyway, congratulations to Travis.
That's great.
And his bride.
Yeah, they're wearing. She's wearing a shirt saying "Eating tacos for two," and surrounded by a plethora of tacos and stuff from Taco Bell. He's wearing a shirt that says "She's eating for two. I'm drinking for three." March 2021. That's great. That's we look forward to the. You know, let me tell you, Travis. If you go to stephenkyle.com/merch,
just gonna say
there's some merch in there for babies. Babies of all ages.
That baby would love to be taken home in a beautiful James Brown's legs missing onesie.
Oh, God. Oh, that would be amazing.
We can, we can only lead you to the water you must drink, being the horse that you are.
Oh, Travis, I bet you're really regretting sharing such good news with your old friends here at the Stephen Kyle Podcast.
But again, you know, even if you're unhappy about sharing the news, just remember, she's going to leave you any second. take you in your beautiful head of hair.
So congratulations. Who can
maybe love you.
Oh, is that it? Are you jealous of his hair?
A little bit. I have a lot of hair envy for people.
He's got a good, yeah. That's a nice head of hair. That's a good head of hair.
Right? Like, that's a nice head of hair. But, you know, just for future references, Travis, you know, larges do exist for t-shirts. Doesn't have to be a medium.
So getting back to my social experiment.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Sorry for that interjection.
Do you need a palate cleanser?
Yeah, yeah. Can you?
I'm going to ditch some crack to some losers on the Facebook market. I'm searching, looking for a scumbag on Steve's Facebook marketplace.
All right. So a social experiment took place. I had...
So this is it different than your normal where you post literal crap?
Mm-hmm.
And losers come and take it?
For free, yeah. There's never any interaction under most circumstances. There's no money exchanged because it's all free. So I was curious, what could I get away with on Facebook Marketplace?
Okay.
Like, what could... Because I had this... from when I took apart the old deck in the backyard, there was just this, like, box that had been sitting in the garage, and it had... these bolts that were 7 inches long, nuts and bolts and washers. And I had probably 20 of them. Mm-hmm. And if you were to go like to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy these bolts, the style that these were, they'd be like $2 a piece or so.
Okay. So how many were in there? I'm sorry. I was distracted. I was
15 or 20 maybe.
Okay. I was just issuing an apology to Travis.
So they've been sitting in the garage for a couple of months now. And I'm like, I don't want to throw them out. I mean, that it's essentially throwing out money.
So
I thought
value from the store in your possession is
30
what?
Bucks, maybe
30 bucks. So for me, if I'm going marketplace, I probably throw them on there for 15 or 20.
I threw them on there for zero.
Okay.
But with a little caveat in the description.
Okay.
I said, just throw me a sixer of Oberon and they're all yours.
Oh, so some value, 10, 12 bucks. Out the door, if deposit that, yeah. And everything, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going the barter for merch idea.
Now, I'm not a, like...
You're not a beer drinker.
Not a beer drinker, but if there's an Oberon in the fridge, yeah. I enjoy them.
Well, now that you're out there wrenching in the garage, you know...
Sometimes when you're tired of being a man all day and you want to wind down your man day... You drink it Oberon.
Sometimes when the old lady's just been nipping at your heels nonstop and you need a reprieve, have an Oberon.
Honey do? More like honey don't. Don't forget to bring me an Oberon, that is.
Chores to do? Out the door, I'll catch you in the garage. The men's place. With an Oberon. That's right. Steve's living in the Archie Bunker world where the man of the house can't be bothered with your trivial home chores.
Tired of the hens clucking? Head to the man cave.
Head it up to here with the wah, 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 wah. Head to your own refuge, the garage. With an Oberon.
Now, I don't know much about the company that owns Oberon, but I would assume that they're not okay with the like the blatant misogyny ads that we're coming up with.
But just in case, verbal trademark on the misogyny ad campaign.
So I posted them.
Okay.
So in the...
So you're being a nice guy. You're giving them away.
In the price field, as you know, you have to put a number.
Yeah.
So I put zero.
And obviously, you don't have your address listed. So no matter what, they're going to have to reach out to you.
Yeah, nobody's just showing up.
So there's not going to be any miscommunication regarding this barter.
Right.
Good.
Or so you would think.
Okay.
So immediately the messages start coming in. I'll take them. I'll take them. I'll take them. Is this available? Is this available? Is this available?
I'm curious. Now, this is for me the most exciting part because I want to know the follow up. Because for me, it'd be I would feel awkward saying like, "Did you see the bottom part?"
Wink, wink. That's what I said.
Did you really? Did you see the end part? Or what?
Okay. I replied.
Did you read the whole ad?
Did you read the whole ad?
Okay.
So the first three or four people said, like a few of them, I said, "Did you read the ad?" I can see that they have read my message, and then they never replied. And then a few people, "Oh, sorry, I didn't read the whole ad. I'm not interested anymore."
Well, yeah, okay, because again, it's the like rush for free
like
stuff.
$8 is really going to...
Yep.
I mean, I guess there's a reason you're searching the free group on Facebook Marketplace. Message after message. One after the other. For 2 days.
How many, like, if you had to guesstimate, and I'm not asking you to go through and count, from start to finish of people who either didn't read or didn't reply when you told them to read, how many do you think you got?
30.
30 people didn't read start to finish. Mm-hmm. So you would have been just, you could have easily put on the end of the ad, "Show up to buy these and I might cut your leg off."
Yeah.
Or show up to take these. And you would have had the same amount of response.
Yeah, this comes with a free punch in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when, what was this last weekend?
Yeah, it was, I think the beginning of the week.
Okay. Because typically I would think that the free stuff on Facebook is probably even a little more high trafficked on the weekend.
Sure, people not working, they're able to drop what they're doing to run over and pick up a bucket of bolts.
So you're through 2 days right now.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping some idiot saw the ads like, "Whew, nobody snagged these in 2 days," and sent you another follow-up on Tuesday or Wednesday. Today, Steve. Let me ask you this to kind of, you know, read the last page before we fill in the middle. Mm-hmm. Are the bolts still in your possession?
No.
Of course not. It's Steve's Marketplace Giveaways. Why would something, I'm not even going to say garbage, because these actually have intrinsic value.
Yeah, I mean, there's a use for them.
Because I don't know the outcome. I think we start building on this giveaway. Maybe start getting stuff, at a microphone stand. You got a loose microphone stand sitting around, throw it my way. The plywood's yours. Nails included. So, 2 days, 30 mm-hmm. messages, nothing. Then what?
I got so tired of this that I threw them in the garbage. I deleted the ad, and they went out with the garbage on Thursday or Friday morning. I could have given them away, but since so many ungrateful, cheap people messaged me, I could have messaged any one of them back and said, "You know something? Here you go." But no, since they were all too cheap and too stupid to read the whole ad, I threw them out. I'd rather them go to nobody.
So out of spite, you threw away something of somewhat value instead of letting some other loser on social media come grab them.
Yeah, you got that right.
Boy, it is hard to argue that this was another success, this was in fact another successful marketplace giveaway. I support it 100%.
I'm gonna ditch some crack to some losers on the Facebook market. I'm posting, looking for a scumbag on the Facebook marketplace.
Oof. I hate it.
I can't believe, I honestly, that should have worked.
Should have worked, yeah.
$9.
But I think that people just don't know the value of anything. They just see free and they want, like, they just want to take it.
Yeah. No question.
So.
No question.
Sorry, losers.
Better luck next time finding out Steve's address to come pick up crap. We're going to have to punt some stuff, but I wanted to get to... We got another intro that we need to play.
Oh, we absolutely
because
do.
Because there's two things we need to get to, and both of them have introductions.
Yeah!
Hey, folks! Viewer mail time again! Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig...
Seamless. What do you got over there?
Again, go down in the lab. A little piece of me stays down there, just like with that intro. Steve, we got some mail.
We got some stuff to the radio station.
Yes.
Which is this still being... Listen, we should probably say, you mentioned it to me when I saw the package. Is this being forwarded?
I would assume so, because okay. That was sent to the old radio station address. As we talked about at great length, the radio station went under the knife a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
In doing so, the address of our building actually changed. So if you need to send something to us, just shoot us a DM on Twitter or a Facebook message first. We'll so I can give you the actual address.
Yeah, because this worked this time. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if, like, you know, when you forward something, you know, sometimes it only lasts a year.
It expires after a year.
So, yeah, please, this...
this was sent to the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Yep. Care of... Yeah, and that's the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. I'm not going to read who it came from, because it looks like it came from an eBay user.
Okay. Oh, boy. It's wrapped in bubble wrap. You know it's expensive.
It's wrapped in bubble wrap and another package, Steve. Like hermetically sealed? What the hell am I looking at here?
This arrived, like, on Monday of last week. I've been so curious.
I hope it's not perishable, then. Okay, looks like there's a little bit of note in there. Steve and Kyle... Thank you so much for the purchase. So this is from the
seller
user. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say what it is until I open it here.
What?
Let's take a look.
I don't know what those words
let's
mean.
Take a look. Oh!
What is this?
Look at that!
Scented wax melts.
So you put these in a warmer, a warmer that you plug in. Scented. Like a York peppermint patty.
Wait, do we have a... Now we need to go out and buy a wax melter?
I think I have like a warmer. It's literally just something you plug in. You put like one or two of these in.
Yeah, you need to bring
that. Warms it. Yeah, let me see if I have it at the house. We'll plug it in down here.
Oh,
and
that
we'll have
nice.
All the smells and sounds. Well, again, this is another instance.
Oh, it smells just like it.
I feel. Does it really? Okay, I want to eat it.
Can
I eat it?
Take a bite of it.
Let me see if there's a warning on it.
No warning. Must mean it's edible.
There's no warning, so worst case scenario is I can, you know, file a lawsuit, right?
Go for it. Take it out.
I'm not going to eat the candle. Why would I do that?
I was shocked when you were like, okay.
What is this, like Fear Factor? Like 2005, Joe? Okay. You have to eat 14 cockroaches to win $10,000.
And then wash it down with a slug puree.
And I peed in it.
I don't think I ever watched Fear Factor once. I don't think that's...
I do believe... Oh, boy, I actually don't remember if somebody reached out to us to tell us they were sending us something.
I don't
Please
think so.
Please tell us... who sent this? Because I don't believe it's the person on the address. And I don't want to say that name.
No, it's obviously just from eBay. From the seller.
So please let us know who you were that sent these to us. Because that is tremendous. I have a feeling it's one of the friends of the show. But I'm not going to, you know, say thank you to anybody if I don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah. So screw that.
Let us know who it was that sent that. That is a delightful gift that we can utilize here and in APS 4.0 coming 2020, never.
Yeah, it's kind of been put on hold.
Cool. Like, look at the shock in my face.
Well, I bought all the stuff.
No, I know you did.
Bought all the electrical.
I'm not saying anything.
I framed out two walls. I did.
I don't mean it negatively.
No, of course not.
Simply saying, I'm not remotely surprised. That's all. I couldn't be less surprised.
Remember last studio we had a. We joked about having like drywall sponsors and insulation sponsors.
Yeah.
We should do that again.
Looking for those again? All right, we're on the hunt.
If we know anyone who does spray foam insulation.
Oh, yeah.
Preferably the kind that is free.
Oh, the rare insulation that doesn't cost money. Wow.
That stuff's expensive.
No, I know it is.
We
priced it out a couple weeks, the stuff we want.
Oh, that's right. Didn't we?
Ago.
What was it, like insulationllama.com or something?
The insulation cow? Wasn't that what it was we were on? I can't find it
Did
now.
They ever get back to you?
They didn't.
Remember we sent
in... Yeah, we sent in a quote. The soundproof cow.
The soundproof
cow we were looking at. But yeah, insulation is expensive.
If you do spray insulation, got a 9x10 room, 8-foot ceilings. We want that stuff sprayed on thick.
Yeah, we'll pay.
No, we won't. No, we're serious. We're paying nothing.
This is how you end up throwing bolts in the garbage.
That's a good point.
Thank you again to whoever sent that. Please let us know so we can properly thank you and via message in private and on the podcast here next week.
Hey, folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, beautiful.
Comfortable calling that my magnum opus.
We are, let's see, 17 minutes past the deadline.
How many did we get, Steve? How many on our list that we wanted to talk about? How many did we get to?
Got to that.
Two,
got to that.
Three.
Got to that. Got four. To that.
Four out of seven.
Four out of seven. You know, I'd argue that that's...
Hey, that's Hall of Fame baseball.
That's pretty good.
Unemployment line NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Really good NBA field goal percentage.
Sure.
Really terrible free throw percentage.
Yeah. Yeah. Win some, you lose some.
Not bad, huh?
Not bad at all. So one more thing we have to get to.
Oh, yeah?
By the end of this episode.
Oh, God, yeah. Starfield.
Kenny Rogers.
Fact of the week.
You've got to know when to hold up. Fact of the week.
Know when to fold up.
All right, Kenny Rogers, factoid of the week.
Steve, we spent a lot of time here talking Kenny Rogers and talking his outside projects. A lot of people... forget about his music.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you listen to this podcast, most people now know Kenny Rogers as the amateur tennis player at a pro level, photographer, interior designer, chicken magnate, and chassis builder that he actually is.
quite a resume.
And forget about his music, Steve. So I'm going to bring it back to home base a little bit here.
Okay.
Steve.
Yes.
Kenny Rogers performed with something called... The New Christy Minstrels. Now, I don't know if they're another group. I don't know what they are. But he performed with them at Kent State.
Kent State, okay.
Less than one week after the Kent State riots.
After?
That, yeah. Oh. So he went there and performed. And now, I don't know if this is... I highly doubt it's to the degree it is now. But you see on television now... You know, when a disaster happens, within 2 weeks, they have a massive celebrity-laden telethon, right?
Right.
Obviously, back when Kent State happened, and again, this is not my sweet spot in terms of history, Steve. When did the Kent State shootings happen?
Oh, I thought it was late 60s. Late 60s, early 70s. Probably
1970, it looks like it happened. Yeah, May 4, 1970. Four dead, nine injured in the Kent State shootings. All unarmed by the National Guard. Just a terrible tragedy back in 1970. Mm-hmm. But back then, it wasn't like it is now, where Hurricane Katrina happens and then millions upon millions of dollars are raised via, you know, essentially electronic donations and phone donations to celebrities within weeks. So I want to say it was something along those lines. I'm trying to pull up full details. Regarding his show, but yeah, he was there less than a week later, Steve.
Pretty impressive
at Kent State.
I mean, I'd expect nothing less from the roaster.
Is it weird to go there less than a week later? Like, are people ready for the gambler?
I don't know. Yes. I don't know.
Okay,
I need to know the mood. I don't know what the mood of the room was.
It couldn't have been positive.
Couldn't have been good.
Right. So,
but I mean, maybe that's what, you know, that's what you do, though. Your attempt is to try and help the healing. I don't know, man.
I'm trying to figure out what the song is. The title track of this album, Dealt with Love and Brotherhood, was a national top 20 hit. Top WRKO's 1970 Top 30 survey, the first of many songs Kenny would sing that had elements of sadism under a gentle surface.
Whoa!
Released a month or so after the Kent State shooting, so I believe the song drew a standing ovation the night it debuted live. Yeah, I believe he like debuted a song there after the Kent State after the shootings. So, listen. When you have a national tragedy, who's the one face you're looking for? What's the one head of hair
You're looking to soothe.
Oh, it's the head of hair of the beautiful feathered mullet of one Kenny Rogers.
Of course it is, Steve. So that's why you call upon the roaster to heal all wounds.
That was the
Kenny Rogers
fact of the week.
You've got to know when to hold up. Fact of the week.
Know when to fold them.
I do have a little feedback, a little follow-up quickly. There was another song, Tell It All, Brother, which he hadn't sang in years. The first time he sang it was at Kent State in the middle of the feedback with the police, is the way USA Today is putting it. It's a weird way to put shootings of unarmed students.
Yeah.
Strange. So, yeah, I'm guessing that's why he went there. Was like, maybe not a pick-me-up, but maybe like, you know, throw some money in the coffers here as I perform a live show for the benefit of these students who were shot and killed.
The man did it all. Chicken, race car chassis, healing the public.
Played tennis.
More chicken. Photography.
Yeah, was busy
interior
designing homes. Literally did it all.
Well, we got to 4 out of 7.
4 out of 7 is Hall of Fame baseball. We're not going to talk about free throw percentage.
We're going to get to those other 3 next week.
I can't tell you enough that it is the single worst financial transaction related to this podcast that has ever taken place. And that is the A-Bit next week.
Yep.
That yeah. we have again another giveaway coming next week. Going to be much more simplified for this one. Stay tuned to our social media. Make sure you listen here next week to the podcast for details on that.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @Steve and Kyle. Talk to you next week.